Hello, this is Kyle Jones with the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries. Today we are exegeting the chapter of Genesis, chapter 2, starting at verse 7, where we face God creating Adam as to how he created him, what fashion we'll find in the text of the Hebrew. Let's start at verse 7, chapter 2. Va yietzer, which is a consecutive cal imperfect, third masculine singular. When we look at the word yetzirak, yetzer, it means to take something that was already created out of nothingness, which is the word bara in Hebrew, and take that thing and reform it. Next word, Yahweh Elohim, which is Yahweh God. It is a pronoun, it is a noun, it is nominative, masculine, plural. We do know that God is plural. Even when we use the word Yahweh, we do understand that that is an expression of God from a trinity. Next word, Eth Ha Adam, which is a direct object, eth, definite article, eth, and then the man, Adam, which is nominative, masculine, singular. Next word, afar. Now, right here we have nominative, masculine, singular, as of the dust. But anything afar, afar, ofer, oof, has to do also from the nose, from the passion. But before I go too far with discussing how we get to passion from dust, I think it would be proper to go to the etymology of this Hebrew word and find its root etiology, from whence we can draw from the other senses taken from this early word from an early pictographic society. We do see the word apar in its etymology being rooted in the, if you will, glottal catch, the pa sound, the pe sound, and the resh sound. So apar. If you will, we have a guttural, a labial, and a rotex. The guttural being the a sound, the labial being the pa sound, and the rotex being the ra sound. And from this guttural, labial, rotex combination, we can form many other words off of it. But for now, let's go to the root, apar, and find its etiological source. The root apar appears as a common Semitic nominal, that is, noun or naming something, stem, meaning, quote, loose earth or dust, end quote. We do have, besides the Hebrew, the Akkadian, the Ugaritic, the Arabic, the Aramaic, and the Syriac, using basically the same root. It is from this stem in the Hebrew that we form the noun apar, and also its verbal derivative, apar piel, or to throw dirt, as we use the piel in the verbs of motion to do something with force, great or passive. The noun epar, which resembles apar phonologically, partially corresponds to it semantically. It is found only in Hebrew, Jewish Aramaic, and Ethiopic. Until recently, epar was translated as ashes. Dr. Barth did define this word as synonymous with apar, with the original meaning dust. Dr. Zimmern explained it as a loan word from the Akkadian epru, This explanation appeared to solve the problem, especially since the linguistic development of Epru from Apar in Akkadian is easy to explain. We do have other doctors of philology that do not argue with this theory, but they do seek to demonstrate a semantic distinction between Apar and Epar on the evidence of differing lexical fields. Returning to the traditional translation, quote, dust, end quote, for Epar. Dr. Rainey does maintain that the etymology of Epar is still a riddle. The word, he claims, that is Dr. Rainey, refers to the ashes found in all of the settled sites, which were mixed with clay or dirt to reinforce streets. This theory by no means refutes Zimmern's etymology. We do have of occurrences 110 usages of the word Apar in the Old Testament, and only two of which do we find in the book of Job, chapter 28, verse 6, and in the book of Proverbs, chapter 8, verse 26, in the plural sense, such as Aparim. Its frequency varies greatly in the different books, say chapter 26 of Job, and chapter 13 in Psalms, chapter 15 in Isaiah, and we don't find any at all in Jeremiah. The verb apar piel appears only in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. There are 22 occurrences of epar, the verb, mostly in relatively late texts. The only pre-exilic texts are in 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 19, Jeremiah 6, verse 26, and possibly Genesis chapter 18, verse 27. Of our general usage, we do see that this word, apar, does mean loose earth or dirt. The Philistines fill the wells with loose earth, or apar, to make them unusable, as we see in Genesis chapter 26, verse 15. The blood spilled when animals or birds are slaughtered is to be covered with earth, as we see in Leviticus 17, verse 13. The Chaldeans heap up earth to capture fortresses, as we see in Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 10. And Shammai throws stones and flings clods of earth, ipar be epar, at David in 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. We do have a second meaning, pretty much the same as the first, as considered apar to be soil or ground, as we do find in the book of Job chapter 5, verse 6. And this ground or soil is the meaning of both apar and adama in the parallel statement. Quote, misery does not come from the soil, me'epar, nor does trouble sprout from the ground, ume adama. Now, in Job chapter 14, verse 8, and in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 7, the words eretz and apar are used synonymously, side by side, eretz being used also for the word earth, as God created the heavens and the earth. As we see in Isaiah chapter 34, verse 9, apar means soil. Well, for today, I need to put a cap on this lecture. We do not need to go past 10 minutes if we can help it. I would like to show you, though, tomorrow that this word afar does come ultimately from the causer of such a wind or dust that was created as a ghost town, though that our Western minds would categorize dust as being simply objectively dust for the most part. There is a reason in the Hebrew mind for that being dust, as that it was caused by a force that cleared the path, dried the ground, and made just dust. As we will see later, that it does come from the passion of God's nose and his breath as he blew a type of judgment, good or bad, to clear the plains and start afresh. Well, for today, thank you very much. This is Kyle Jones in the Fullness of Meaning Christian Ministries.